people, it's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast, and I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. It's your boy. I'm Chris the Don One, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Everybody Hates Chris. I believe this is episode 209, 210, whatever the actual number is. How y'all living? I'm living swell. Feel free, be sure to hit the subscription button, the notification bell. Share this podcast with your friends, family, as well as your followers. Definitely subscribe to me on Spotify, but you can also listen to this podcast at your leisure on your favorite applications such as iTunes, Google Play, Stacker, Slacker, Smacker, Dacker, whatever the case may be. You can listen to the podcast at your leisure. Just please be sure to subscribe to me on Spotify. I prefer you guys to listen to this podcast on Spotify. But nevertheless, I'm the best. Let's get into story times, okay? Story times on Everybody Hates Chris. This story is titled, She's a Very Freaky Nurse, okay? So let me explain myself, okay? This was pretty much back. I was like entering out of the phase of a teenager. I was a young adult. I had some responsibilities. I had a good job. Life was good. And I ran across this female, all right? And she was an RN nurse, all right? And we was talking on and off. We got familiar with texts and phone conversations. You know, she told me her backstory. I told her my backstory. You know, she told me that she had a child. At that particular time, you know, I wasn't very picky because, you know, that was before I got into my prime when I was on all calibers, okay, pulling dimes, okay, pulling them dimes, okay, just pulling them dimes out of the coin jar, all right? But as of right now, I'm not at that state right now, so I got to get in where I can fit in, all right? So her name was Lisa, all right? So Lisa was a registered RN nurse. She did have a child. You know, she was telling me about, you know, her ups and her downs, her ups and her downs, her, you know, her situations in life. And, you know, I did as well. You know, when you're talking to someone, particularly on the phone, you know, you just start to, you know, just unload you as a person, because you might as well just tell them right then and there, because eventually they're going to find out. Okay. Like if you're drunk, they're going to eventually find out. Okay. If you do drugs, they're going to eventually find out. All right. Now, I didn't have no problems with either or. I wasn't drinking. I wasn't doing drugs. I was a sociable drinker, if that's an actual terminology. You know, I just drank when needed to. Okay. I don't have to drink to have a good time. Okay. I'm the life of the party, baby. So check this out. So, you know, we started unloading, you know, our lives, and, you know, felt like, you know, she was cool with me. I was definitely cool with her. With her situation, she was definitely cool with my situation. I didn't have no kids. And at that particular time, I didn't know at that particular time what I know now, that guys without kids are hard to come by. Okay. The guys that don't have kids with other women is definitely hard to come by. And it's a rarity to find a guy with no kids. It's like trying to find a four-leaf clover, all right? It's like trying to find the biggest pearl in the ocean, okay? It's like trying to find millions upon millions of dollars of treasure under the sea, okay? It's just hard to come by, okay? It just doesn't happen often. At that particular time, I didn't know how of a precious resource I was. You know, I just, you know, lump myself in with the other guys. You know, I'm gonna win some and I'm gonna lose some, but you gotta still keep going up to the plate and trying to hit that ball out the park. All right. So she was feeling me. You know, particularly when she saw me. You know, I'm 6'4", about 215, a solid 215. All right. I took I took care of myself. I took care of my hair. I took care of, you know, my skin. I was athletic. You know, I was a beast. Okay. I can see why I was a chick magnet. Okay. I wasn't too conceited of myself. But I was, to me, I didn't let my, how I look dictate how my attitude was going to be towards others. You know, I treated everyone with respect. And, you know, I just felt like telling the truth, throwing the truth out there on the table, a lot of women are going to appreciate that. So, and I didn't have any, you know, real faults, okay? You know, maybe I wasn't making the type of money I should have made. You know, maybe I should have, you know, tried school a little bit longer. You know, maybe, you know, get a degree in college, maybe pick up a trade, you know. But I'm just trying to figure my way in this big bowl of life, okay? So, Lisa, on the other hand, she's a registered RN nurse. She went to college. She graduated. She works at this hospital. And from at that particular time, she told me she had a child. She had a child with a guy. They're no longer together. She moved here. You know, she doesn't really have no communication with the guy. All right. So I'm going like, okay, cool. All right. So, you know how people tell you sometimes you have to pay attention to the signs God give you, or what life gives you, or whatever type of religion you believe in. You have to pay attention to the signs, okay? And if you're not paying attention to the signs, you know, particularly if you got a good job, or if you got a bad job, or if you're in a good relationship, or you're in a bad relationship, or if this person good for you, or if this person bad for you, if you don't pay attention to the signs, it's gonna bite you in the butt, all right? And I should have paid attention to the signs, but at that particular time, I was paying attention to other things, okay? I'm trying to get my stroke game in motion, okay? I was batting below 300, all right? I'm trying to get in where I can fit in, all right? I'm trying to get into some cheeks, all right? So, I should have paid attention to the signs, and one of the signs were, you know, we didn't go out often, and at the time, you know, I'm young, dumb, full of you know what, but at the time, I thought that was more convenient for me, but in actuality, it was more convenient for her. Now, at the time, I was thinking, you know, maybe the reason why we don't go out as much is maybe she's lying to me, maybe she does have a boyfriend, all right? But it'd be weird times where, like, at night, she's unavailable. She's either working, or if she's off, she's sleeping, or, you know, she, you know, something happened. Either or, we never could meet up at night, all right? Particularly going to her place at night, particularly coming to my place at night. It was just a hard thing to do, but I would just sum it up to, I was saying to myself, well, maybe she is messing around with her baby daddy, okay? I was feeling her, but I wasn't feeling her. I wasn't trying to marry this girl. I wasn't trying to wife her up. I wasn't trying to be her boo thing. It was just friends with benefits at that particular time, you know. But I should have paid attention to the signs. You know, another thing was we would hang out or be on the phone in the daytime, okay? Particularly when she's at work, when she had day schedules. Sometimes she will call me. Sometimes she will send me a text, you know. She was very communicative in the daytime. But at night, it was just non-communication. We couldn't hook up. Another thing was, like, holidays and, like, summertime, it was extremely difficult to get in contact with her, much less go out on dates, okay? Now, this is a shorty. She had a backyard that was bigger than all backyards. That, I mean, I'm telling you. And, you know, titted pow, okay? Light skin. She had a real short bob on her head, okay? I thought it was sexy as hell. And then she had a tattoo on her left titty. And it had a big heart, all right? And, you know, she also told me she had some tattoos in other places, but I wouldn't know the other places until we get, you know, get familiar. All right. So, yeah, you know, it was just I should have paid attention to the signs that, you know, that was given to me. But I was making excuses for her. Okay, she didn't even have to lie or even make excuses. I wouldn't even ask. I'm going like, okay, well, probably because of this, probably because of that. All right. So one day I started putting pressure on. I started applying pressure. You know what they say, pressure makes diamonds. All right. So I was just telling her like, yo, you know, everything's good. I don't have no issues, but it just seemed like it's hard to, you know, hook up late at night. Okay. And I'm going like, what's up with that? Okay. You got a boyfriend, you know, this, that, and the third, you know. And you said, you know, I have a kid. Yeah, and I'm going like, yeah, you got one kid. I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure your friend can watch your one kid, or your mom can go watch your one kid, or your relatives can go watch that one kid. You know, somebody should be able to watch your child while you go and entertain yourself. I'm trying to get her up. I'm trying to get her to a movie, get her something to eat, and we can get our freaky deaky on. All right. So she said, I tell you what, at night it's difficult to do things like that, but I'm going to call out from work and you can just stop by. Okay. So this is my first time ever coming to her pad. All right. The other times we would meet up, she would come to my pad, we'll meet up to wherever we had to go, but I would never get an opportunity to go to her house. And, you know, after months and months of, you know, hooking up, I finally got the opportunity to go to her house. Now, I know people are going to say, listening to this, like, man, it took you so long to get into her house. Allow your boy to explain. At that time, my time game wasn't perfect, and, you know, I'm thinking I'm doing good by not, you know, pushing on her force, because I felt like if I put too much pressure on her, she was going to fly off, all right, and I definitely didn't want her to fly off like a bird, and, you know, so I said, I'm going to take my time with it, you know, I'm going to get it regardless, you know, whatever it takes. So I was taking my time, and patience. All right. So it was, I can still remember it to this day. It was Monday morning. And I say it was like either 10, it was early in the morning, 10 or 9 o'clock. I pulled up to her pad, and, you know, she had like an old Volkswagen station wagon. All right. So, and like I said, you have to pay attention to the signs. What I'm about to say now, at that particular time, I wasn't really paying too much attention. So I pulled up to her crib. You know, the yard ain't done. It looked like the yard hadn't been cut in a while. You know, I walk up to her car. She's got car seats, not a car seat, but car seats. At that particular time, you know, I wasn't thinking nothing about it. All right. So I ring her doorbell, and she opens the door, and she says, come on in. And, she said, hey, she was in a robe, and she said, I'm not done yet, because I was trying to get ready. And I said, cool, you know, just go, freshen up a bit. All right. She said, just make yourself comfortable. All right. That's when the connection started to hit. Man, let me tell you something. Her house was a hot mess, right? A hot mess. There was clothes everywhere. There was a baby clothes, diapers. There was that swinging chair. There was a bassinet. There was a play pit. There was toys everywhere, baby bottles, construction paper. I mean, a bib that had baby formula on it. Jesus Christ. A sink full of dishes. The trash has been taken out for a while. And I'm going, holy Lord, have mercy. I'm just looking at, it was like a hurricane just only came in her living room and left, okay, without no warning or, you know, anything. All right, so I'm looking at all this and I'm going like, something was in my head like, should I leave? And I'm really thinking about leaving because what she advertised to me is not what I'm actually seeing. All right, so I'm thinking about leaving. My heart definitely wanted to leave. My mind was saying logically, you should leave. But my dick was rock hard. My dick was super fucking rock hard, okay? My dick is, my penis, my penile was the only reason I stayed, all right? So she got freshened up. She comes into the living room, man. She's looking fine, man. Ass just swinging all over the place. I thought her hips was going to knock down lamps, how that ass was just shaking. And she knew what she was working with, man. She was shaking that ass, jingling it everywhere. And, you know, we were sitting in the living room, watching TV, just talking. You know, I'm trying to get comfortable. We'll make a place for me to sit at. I'm moving clothes around and shit like that. You know, she sits in the lazy boy chair. And I'm sitting by the sofa because I'm trying to get her to the sofa. All right. So I said to myself, I'm not going to force it. I'm not going to rush it. So we start talking. We start talking about what she does at work, which, you know, she's a nurse. Okay. That's just common sense. You should know what she does at work. Okay. But I was trying to play dumb, you know, just get her to talk, get her real comfortable. And, you know, I was commending her and she was telling me about these patients that she had to take care of. And I really didn't pay attention to the details in her story. I was just only paying attention to when she actually started and when she finished. That's the only two times I really paid attention. And, you know, she's talking about her work. And I'm talking about my work. She's talking about her goals. I'm talking about my goals. And she said, look, I'm going to be 1,000% real with you. You know, because I don't know, maybe she felt something at that particular time. She said, you know what? I have more than one child. And she told me how many children she actually had. And I'm going like, oh, my God. You know, come to find out, this girl got like 4 kids. I don't know if they're all from the same baby daddy or they're from different baby daddies, but she has 4 kids, okay? And they are extremely young, okay? It's not like she had one kid at 1 year old, another kid at 2 years old, and the other kids were like 8 or 14 years old. No, they are extremely young, like younger than 5, okay? And she went on and told me this, and she paused for a second because she wanted me to respond to what she said. And she said, you know, guys are turned off when they find out a girl. And the reason, she said, she was trying to explain to herself, oh, the reason why I didn't want to tell you because I didn't want to scare you away. Because when I tell guys how many kids I have, they run off. And she was giving me the blues. She was giving me a full pamphlet on when you be honest with men, it really don't pay off. Men don't really gravitate to women with a lot of kids and this, that, and the third. And, you know, my heart was feeling for her in her situation, okay? And I'm going like, look, it's not like she planned to have these kids. These kids happened unexpectedly, okay? It wasn't a planned pregnancy, all right? And she's trying to explain to me her last boyfriend. They were talking about having a family, starting a family. And, you know, he just changed his mind and left, okay? From what she told me. I don't know what actually happened or what he thinks what happened, but that's what she told me and I'm sticking to. All right. So, you know, she's, you know, giving me the blues, you know, I guess that's why they call it the blues, you know, telling me I should feel sorry for her and this, that, and the third. And like I said, my heart felt sympathetic to her. My my heart was saying that. My brain was logically trying to get her, get a full understanding about her situation, all right? Not pass judgment on her or anything like that. But man, my dick was rock fucking hard, dude. My dick was so hard, man, it can make a knock on the door. That's how hard my dick was, man. My dick so hard, it can crush, it could be an ice crusher, okay? My dick is so hard, you can use it for a hand jack, okay? That's how hard my dick was. And I was ready to poke something, all right? I said, yeah, okay. And, you know, I'm just trying to, and I'm co-signing to whatever she's saying. But low-key, I'm really not co-signing. Low-key, I'm just trying to get in them panties. I'm trying to clap some cheeks, okay? So, you know, I feel some sympathies for her. I'm, you know, pretty much trying to co-sign to what she's selling. And she appreciates that. She said, you know, oh my God, no man has ever agreed with me, or, you know, oh my God, it's, you know, you're a blessing in disguise and this, that, and the third. And, you know, I'm, you know, I can clearly tell she's getting full off of the crap I'm pulling out. Whatever. I'm just trying to say or do whatever it takes to get in them cheeks, boy. And okay, and basically after I apologize, guys. I got stuck there for a second. I was looking at something. So after we was talking, we started kissing, and you know, at that moment when you kiss somebody, two people can be actually kissing, but they can have two different perspectives on why they're kissing. You know, I'm kissing to make you feel comfortable enough to give me them cheeks. And you're kissing me because you want to be the next, the next wife. Okay. You're hopelessly in love. You're trying to find someone to replace the last guy that left you. Okay. I'm only here for a cheap thrill. You're here for a long-term investment. Okay. So that's where I, when you're kissing somebody, she's thinking one thing, I'm thinking another thing. But at the end of the day, I'm about to get some ass. You're about to get some dick. All right. So we decided to go to her bedroom. And if you thought the kitchen was junky, the bedroom was junky, I mean, the living room was junky, her bedroom was trash. It was like, it was junky as well. All right. So, but nevertheless, you know, I had sex in worse situations. All right. So I'm putting the condom on. She's laying in bed. She got her ass up, she's arched, got her ass up. I'm grabbing them cheeks like I'm holding on to dear life, and I'm plunging in. Okay. I'm plunging in. I'm just, you know, tearing this ass up. And she's the type of girl, you know, a lot of girls don't do this, but she was the type of girl. She likes to talk. Okay. She likes to, you know, talk, you know, she'll say different stuff like, you like that, and, you know, that coochie good, it's wet, ain't it? And man, I was tearing that shit up, man. So I got my condom. You know, when you wear your condom, you can go as many strokes as you want to. It takes a long time for you to come. But when you raw dog somebody, it only takes like a couple of minutes. And then that's the end of the situation, end of the game. All right. So we're having sex. Sex was good. And it was a moment in time I had to take my condom off. Okay. I had to take my condom off. So I'd go use the restroom, took my condom off so I can go use the restroom. At that particular time, I had the mindset of, I can take this condom off, go use the restroom, and put the condom back on. All right. And I'm going to tell you guys, be real honest with you. To be real honest with you, I took the condom off to go use the restroom. I tried to put the condom back on and I just couldn't get it back on. Okay. I tried everything. I tried to roll it back up and then roll it back onto my dick. That didn't work. I tried many different things to get this condom back on this dick. You know, once you use a condom once, you can't use another condom. You can't use that same condom again. That's the second thing I learned when having sex. So you better stock up on some condoms. All right. So I'm going like, damn, I can't get this damn condom on there. So I finally got it halfway on there and I went back into it, but it wasn't feeling right. Okay, just because the condom dried and it was all used and this, that, and the third. She told me I can raw dog her. Okay, because, you know, she's on birth control, whatever. And, you know, at that time, you know, being young, you know, you're not that knowledgeable. You just do whatever someone tells you. You don't understand the risk until it actually happens to you. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, I can raw dog pull out and come, okay? So I'm giving her deep strokes and I can actually feel this coochie, even without the condom, okay? You know, even with kids, the coochie was top notch, all right? A couple of minutes went by. I glazed on her ass. Her ass looked like a Krispy Kreme donut with all that glaze on it. I just glazed everywhere on her ass. She fell to the bed going, damn. And then I was looking around to wipe the cum off because, you know, I had the condom on. So I didn't have no preparations like a warm hot towel or, you know, I didn't have none of that stuff, a bar. So I, you know, because, you know, I had a condom on. So she said, just, wipe your dick on that washcloth right there. I pick up the washcloth. It's not a washcloth. It's a baby bib. Okay. It had baby food on it, but it was the only thing, I saw that was available. I turned it on the other side and just wiped my cum off of it. And then I just put it back in the dirty clothes with all the other dirty clothes she had. All right. So, after that, she's telling me that, the kids are coming back and I should, just go. She'll call me later. I said, all right, cool. Okay. You know, everything was hunky dory for like the next 2 to 3 days. You know, life is good. You know, she'll call me, she'll text me, and everything was fine and dandy. And I can remember this conversation like it was yesterday. It was in the afternoon, which I thought was weird because I can't normally get her in the afternoon. So she's calling me. I'm going like, that's odd. So I pick up the phone as I'm driving. And, she's talking about, her kids and her situation and, talking about, daycare and this, that, and the third. I'm listening to all this stuff, but then I start thinking to myself, okay, why is she, I'm paranoid as a motherfucker, all right? I was just born to be paranoid, all right? So I'm thinking to myself, why in the hell is she calling me? Because she never called me this late before. Now she's telling me about the kids. Now she's talking about babysitting. Now she's talking, daycare. And she's talking about this. You know, she's talking about stuff. She's in a conversation of, this is stuff you should be talking to your baby daddy about. Okay? We don't have a kid. Okay? Yeah, we done hit it. I done hit the shit. But damn. I wasn't, just because I hit it, that mean I'm obligated to take care of your kids now. So I'm just going through the motions. I'm like, okay, yeah, all right, okay. I could have easily said, well, what all this has to do with me? I could have been cold and calculated and shit like that. But the reason why I didn't do that is because of one or two things. Okay, one, I was never that guy, okay, to insult somebody. And two, I want to get some more of that coochie pie, man. I ain't gonna hold. That coochie was the bomb, man. So I wasn't gonna talk my way out of some coochie. All right. So I'm going like, okay. You know, I'm paying attention, but I'm really not paying attention. And then she dropped a bombshell on me. She talking about she's late. And I'm thinking to myself, and I wasn't catching what she was saying, so I'm like, oh, well, you know, you can hang up with me and you can and call me later. I don't want you to be late for work. And then she said, that's not the type of late I'm talking about. And then she's telling me now she feels like she's pregnant. And she's trying to say that when I went raw in her, I must have nutted. And now she has a child. And I'm going like, hold up. Hoes up, okay? First and foremost, I'm the real deal Holyfield, all right? So if I put a baby in any woman, I'm going to step up to the plate and I'm going to take care of my responsibilities and my obligations. I don't got nothing against that. But I'm thinking, hold up. I nutted all in your ass, okay? None of that nut catched in your coochie. So I'm going like, how in the hell did you get pregnant off of that session? All right. I'm not saying it could not happen, but what I am saying is I just don't see it happening because, you know, none of it went into your coochie. And she said, well, I was the only one that had sex with her. Okay. And I'm going like, bullish. I mean, you just had sex with four other guys because she got four kids. I'm not saying that she had all the kids or from four different dads, but I'm just saying, you know, after we've been talking, I mean, you done told me your history, and I wasn't going to try to put your history out there in Front Street, but I will on this occasion, particularly when you're trying to lay kids on me, okay? So, she's saying, yeah, I think I'm pregnant, and you're the daddy, and this, that, and the third, and I'm going back and forth. Now this whole argument has changed, okay? This whole fucking argument has changed, all right? Now, it's not even about trying to get some ass, chasing tail and shit, friends with benefits. Now, my livelihood, my life is going to change for the next 18 years. And I said, well, you know, if I did put a baby in you, I'm going to be responsible and take care of it. But I would like to, first of all, we need to find out if you're pregnant. And if you are pregnant, is the baby mine? And she going like, what you mean if the baby's yours? You know, I don't sleep around. I don't, you know, hop from bed to bed. But that's your perspective. I don't, you know, judging by your history, it's dictating to me that you kind of do that. All right. So I hung up with her and I said, the next time we need to figure something out. All right. I'm going to be 1000% honest with you guys. I did what a lot of black guys do. When the going gets tough, the tough gets going. I bounced her. You know, I blocked her. I stopped calling her. And I just stopped going to her house. Okay? And I was doing that for like a solid month. All right? Now, I say all that to say this. I have a friend that lives not too far from where this girl's at. And I was saying to him, you know, I was telling him the situation. And, you know, he's going like, I don't know if that's your baby or not. So, and I said, I don't even think she's pregnant. And he said, well, when the last time you talked to her? And I told him, I said, yeah, after that, she told me that. I blocked her and I stopped going over there, okay? So, he said, well, wouldn't you like to know for a fact if it's your child or not. Now, if you still want to, you know, run off, then, you know, nobody's not going to stop you. But you need to know. You just need to know. So I said, you're right. He started putting sense in my head. So I drove back there. And when I drove back there, like 3 months later or 4 months later, you know, her belly hasn't changed. And another thing I noticed, there was a guy cutting the yard. Now I'm thinking she probably paid somebody to cut her yard, but then I kept going a couple of more times. It's the same guy. So I believe either she got a new boyfriend or that's her old boyfriend from the start. Either way, she's not pregnant, and you know, everything is good on my end. You know, now I'm going like, phew, I dodged a bullet. I shouldn't have, you know, messed around with her without a condom. This is a story that's definitely going to tell me to wear a condom when you're dealing with females with checkered past or questionable past. And same thing with guys, okay? Guys are not, is not eliminated from this equation. You know, there's a lot of guys out there that be fooling around, got babies on the side, and I'm pretty sure, that, you know, there's guys in the woodwork that would do that, okay? So, I went down there. She's got a new guy or had a new guy or maybe had a guy and I didn't know about it. But, you know, I feel a lot better now knowing the truth that she doesn't have a baby, not by me. And I do feel better that I didn't hide from her forever. Okay, somebody just sent me a message. Okay, so that's it for my story of she's a very freaky nurse. I learned a lot, and I'm going to tell you, when that happened to me, I was more cautious. I was more careful because you don't want to get tricked up and trapped in a situation or something that you're not responsible for. And, you know, now more than ever, I think we should all start practicing safe sex. I mean, I think the best sex is no sex at all. But if you are going to have sex, you know, condoms are a must. Okay. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for this episode. I hope you guys are enjoying these episodes. I've been noticing these episodes been getting numbers. I appreciate that. I appreciate all the people that's been listening to these episodes. I really do appreciate everyone that shared my content with other subscribers. And I got two episodes that I'm going to upload on my YouTube channel. I'm going to do it at some point tomorrow. And I really do appreciate y'all coming by and checking them out. Definitely you can listen to these episodes again on my YouTube podcast, Everybody Hates Chris. It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast, and I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. It's your boy. I'm up out of here. I will see you guys next week. All right, I'm out and I'm gone. Deuces.